Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días. Me llamo Lisi.
Alan LaRue here. Newbie series, lesson number 23. Can you speak Spanish?
Muy bienvenidos.
How's it going, Lizzie?
Hey, Alan. Pretty good.
Welcome to the newbie series of Spanish Pod 101.
Today we have an empowering lesson number 23.
Empowering? Wow. Why empowering?
Because we're going to learn about the expression of potential.
The expression of potential? It sounds strange, vague, but at the same time I'm curious to see what you mean.
La expresión del poder.
Now, where does today's conversation take place?
In the beautiful coastal town of Viña del Mar in central Chile, where Guillermo talks to Juana, a visitor to his town.
Viña del Mar.
Have you ever been?
I've never been to Viña del Mar. I've been as far as Arica, which is on the border with Peru. What about you? Have you been?
Me neither, but I've watched Viña del Mar Music Festival on TV, and you can tell that the city is beautiful.
I've seen that festival. It's great. So, getting back to this, you're saying that today we're going to look at how something can happen and how it is able to happen.
That's what I had in mind, just like today's title. Can you speak Spanish?
Yep, it sounds good. But one quick note on this idea of potential. It's really like talking about what's likely to happen. But we'll get more into that in due time.
Indeed.
And keep your eyes open for Costa Rican, Iberian, and Peruvian regional series to reference this lesson.
That's right. And by referencing a core curriculum lesson like this one with one from the regional series, you can start to see Spanish as a living and breathing language.
All right. What do you say we move on to the conversation?
Pero claro.
¿Usted puede hablar en español?
Sí, yo puedo hablar un poco de español.
¿Usted habla bien en español?
Hablo bien, pero un poco nomás.
Once again, slowly.
Una vez más, esta vez lentamente.
¿Usted puede hablar en español?
Sí, yo puedo hablar un poco de español.
Usted habla bien en español.
Hablo bien, pero un poco, no más.
This time with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
¿Usted puede hablar en español?
Can you speak Spanish, ma'am?
Sí, yo puedo hablar un poco de español.
Yes, I can speak a bit of Spanish.
Usted habla bien en español.
Ma'am, you speak Spanish well.
Hablo bien, pero un poco nomás.
I speak well, but just a bit.
So in this conversation, we get to hear the form of address usted.
Right. We could say that this is a formal conversation.
This topic of when to use usted or tú is really inexhaustible for anyone just starting out.
Why don't we give some examples?
All right. So we can use a form of address usted when, for example, I meet the parents of a friend. I would say, Señora, buenas tardes. ¿Cómo está usted?
That's right. It's a way to show respect. Same thing when you're talking to a priest or a pastor. Buenos días, padre. Buenos días, pastor. ¿Está usted yendo a la iglesia?
Good example, Lizzie. How about this one? Just the other day when I was at the university, I needed to speak to my professor. So I said, usted, to him. But then when I talk to my classmate, I say, tú.
That's a good example, Alan. Usted for the teacher and tú for the classmate.
Now that we've gone through the conversation, what do you say we run through some of the vocabulary?
Sounds like a good idea.
So let's begin with
poder.
To be able. Can.
Poder. Poder.
Next.
Hablar.
To speak.
Hablar. Hablar.
Then.
Español.
Spanish language. Castilian.
Español. Español.
Now,
poco, poca.
A bit, a little, rarely, few.
Poco, Poco, poca, poco, poca.
And finally,
no más.
Just, not more.
No más, no más.
One word I'd like to comment on is español.
Okay.
We notice here this ñ sound, español. This ñ is just the letter N with a tilde over it. Ñ, español.
Right. What would it sound like if we used just the letter N instead of the ñ?
Español. So with the ñ, the correct way?
Español.
And with just the N, the wrong way?
Español.
And this sound, this ñ, is not proper to Spanish.
Really?
No. For example, in Portuguese, they use the letters NH, español. And in Italian, the letters GN, spagnolo.
I see.
Lizzie, how about some other Spanish words that have the ñ?
Okay, ñato.
Ñato, that's a funny word. That's somebody who's had their nose flattened, maybe a boxer.
Peña.
Peña, that's like a big rock, maybe a big boulder that you might see at the beach.
Piña.
Piña, pineapple.
Caña.
And caña de azúcar, sugarcane. Lizzie, what do you say we take a look at some of the words that came up today and put them in context so we can really see how they're used?
All right.
So let's start with the word hablar.
Okay, hablar.
And what does this mean?
To speak.
Right, to speak. And how do you say to love in Spanish?
To love?
Yeah, to love. How do you say it?
Amar.
And what's the ending of this verb?
It's A-R.
And what's the stem of the verb hablar?
In that case, it would be H-A-B-L.
And if the stem is H-A-B-L, habl, and the verb is hablar, what's the ending?
Ar, A-R.
So we can put these in the same category then.
Yeah, it's called the first conjugation.
Right. And this is for regular verbs ending in AR, like amar, to love. And now, hablar, to speak.
Like, for example, hablas como un loro.
Yeah, that's right. You're saying that I speak like a parrot, or in other words, I speak too much. Well, how about this, Lizzie? Tú caminas como tortuga.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alan. I walk like a turtle.
That's right. Hurry up, hurry up. Should we move on?
Sure.
Well, before we're talking about the word español and how it sounds, but we should add this and mention a little something about how it's used.
Okay.
All right, so Lizzie, if I'm learning the Spanish language, then I'm learning...
El idioma español.
El idioma español, the Spanish language.
Right.
And if we took out that word idioma, which means language, then what would we have?
El español.
And if we translate this word for word, what do we get?
The Spanish.
And again, by this we mean the Spanish language.
Right. For example, el español es un lindo idioma. Spanish is a lovely language.
Here we see that article el before the word español. El español. But this isn't always the case.
Right.
Other times there's no article. For example, hablan en español. They speak in Spanish. Even though we still mean they speak in the Spanish language.
Okay. Now there's a word that I wanted to cover today.
Which is?
Poco.
Poco. Okay, did you have an example to start off with?
Sure, hay un poco de tiempo.
There's a bit of time, or there's a little time. So here we see the word poco in the phrase un poco, literally, a little.
Right, un poco de azúcar, por favor. In this case, we are referring to a small quantity.
Good, a bit of sugar. How about this one? If I ask, ¿tienes hambre? You could answer, sí, un poco. Are you hungry? Yes, a little. And this word poco is often used in the diminutive form too, right?
Sí.
How about some examples with these?
Espérame un poquito. Dame un poquito más. In the first case, we want to say wait a second. And in the second, we are asking for a little more.
That's a great example, Lizzie. How about this one? Say I tripped and I bumped my leg. You could ask me, did I hurt myself? And I could say, sí, un poquito. Yes, a little bit.
Time to look at the verb poder.
Poder.
Right, poder.
And what does this verb mean?
It means can or to be able.
And this is the one that you were associating with the expression of potential, right?
Right, so we can say hablo, I speak, or puedo hablar, I can speak.
By adding the verb poder, we're expressing that the action speaking can happen.
Muy bien.
So then, Lizzie, you speak Spanish.
Right.
And if you speak Spanish, then you're able to speak Spanish, right?
Of course.
And what do we say of an action existing in possibility?
We call it potential.
And if you're drinking a pisco sour that's got too much pisco in it, you could say, this drink is strong, or this drink is...
potent.
And when we say potent, we mean that it's rich in a characteristic element of the whole, right?
Right.
And in this example, it's the pisco that's this element, isn't it?
Yep.
We mean that it's strong.
Potente.
And these words, potential and potent, seem to have the same stem.
Right. Pot, spelt P-O-T.
And the stem of the verb, poder, is similar. Pod, spelled P-O-D. This is the link.
Here's where they connect.
And if you can do something, then it is possible for you to do it.
Sí, por favor.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is if this ability is anything else but the existence of that action's possibility.
What do you mean?
For example, Paco puede hablar. Paco can speak. What's the ability here?
Speaking.
And who has this ability?
Paco.
So speaking is possible for Paco?
Right.
Paco puede hablar. Paco can speak. Now, with the verb poder, we see this ER ending.
It's formed a lot like regular verbs of the second conjugation, like comer, except for one thing.
What's that?
The stem change.
Ah, good point. In the present tense, when we're making a statement, the vowel O of the stem changes to UE. So we say puedo, puedes, puede.
And this holds true for all the forms except for nosotros, we, and vosotros, you, o.
Lizzie, what about some examples with poder?
Puedo cantar. Podemos escribir un poema. We mean I am able to sing or to write a poem.
Well, those are great examples, Lizzie. How about this one? Say I'm outside of your door and I want to come in. I'll knock. Hola, ¿puedo entrar? Hello, can I come in? You know, there's this phrase that we've just got to mention today. Puede ser.
Puede ser.
Right. For example, if I'm going out to the cafe and I want to ask you to come, I'll say, ¿puedes ir al café conmigo esta noche? And you would answer, sí, puede ser, maybe.
Good example, but puede ser caro. Maybe it will be expensive.
I'm inviting, Lizzie, don't you worry. And what about puede haber?
Puede haber.
Right. For example, puede haber un cantante en el café esta noche. There might be a singer in the café tonight.
Sí, puede haber. Me encanta la música. I love music. Muy bien.
Let's call it a day.
Grab the PDF at SpanishPod101.com for the lesson guide and leave us a post.
Definitely. And keep on the lookout for Iberian, Peruvian, and Costa Rican regional lessons that reference this lesson in order to really broaden the spectrum of your studies.
Ha sido un gusto como siempre. It's been a pleasure, as always.
And as always, we'll see you soon.
Y como siempre, ya nos vemos.
Chao.
Chao.